Hello, today I'd like to talk to you about URL rewriting in ASP.NET. The purpose of URL rewriting is to allow me to take a URL that's passed in and to change it into something else. I might want to do this for a couple of reasons. One of the main reasons is if I've rearranged my site and I've moved things, I don't want the bookmarks that users had previously to break, so I can use URL rewriting to take the old URL and map it to the new place. Another reason for using URL rewriting is to give the user user-friendly URLs, something that's easier to remember. So I'm going to show that in the example today. In order to show that, I've created a simple website. It has a folder called Bikes, and in there is an ASP.NET page called Bike Info. The Bike Info page is fairly simple, as you can see here. It has a form, a repeater control, and then I'm just going to show a link to a description, so href and a description. And I'm going to mock up all of the data. If I look at the code behind, you'll see that I have a page load event. In the page load event, I'm going to check to see if they passed in an item ID on the request. If not, I'm going to use an ID of 0, which is just going to return a page that lists the two different kinds of bikes I have, mountain bikes and road bikes. And if they did pass in an ID, I'll go to a page specific to that. And again, this is just mocked up data that's going to show a little bit of text. So if I come down to my getBikeList function, you can see that I create a data table and add two columns to it, one for link, one for description. If the ID passed in is 1 for mountain bikes, I'm going to add a couple of links. In this case, the link goes to page does not exist.aspx, just because I don't need to show the other page. It's not important to this particular demonstration. And a little bit of text. This bike is great for beginners, or here's the bike for serious mountain bikers. If the ID is 2, then I know that I have a road bike. And I'm going to, again, link to the page does not exist.aspx with some text for beginner road bikes or when you want to fly like the wind. And the final case, if there was no ID or if the ID is 0, then I'm going to have a page for mountain bikes that says see our selection of mountain bikes and a page for road bikes with the text see our selection of road bikes. If I run this page, you'll see that I get a link to bikeinfo.aspx, and then I can click on one of my two links here. If you'll notice in the status bar at the bottom of the browser, the URL goes to mountainbike.aspx or to roadbike.aspx. If I try to click on one of these now, I'll get an error because I don't have a page named mountainbike.aspx or roadbike.aspx. And I want to use the URL rewriting so that it'll handle that and redirect me back to the bikeinfo.aspx page with the correct ID associated with that type of bike. Another nice feature of this is that I would like to be able to use URL rewriting, so if someone comes into the bikes, I come to the bikeinfo.aspx page instead of to my default.aspx, which in this case is a page that just says you should never see this page. I need the default.aspx there as a page holder so that the ASP.NET runtime will pick up the request, see that it's for a URL that needs to be rewritten, and rewrite it. So I'm going to head and close this, and I'm going to start rewriting. I'm going to write the code to rewrite the URLs. So the first thing that I need to do is add an ASP.NET folder. And I'll add my app code folder. And inside of the app code folder, I want to add a new form. And I'll name my class URL rewrite. So now I have my class URL rewrite. I want it to be in to implement the IHTTP module interface. So I'm going to implement IHTTP module. And when I do that, it'll fill in the two methods for me, dispose and init. I don't need to do anything in dispose, but in init, I want to hook up the event in the page processing lifecycle where I want to rewrite the URL. At this point, I have three events that I could hook up. I can hook up the begin request event, the authenticate request event, or the authorize request event. Which event I want to use really depends on my security model. If I'm not doing any authentication at all, any of the three events will work for me. If I'm using Forms authentication, but not Windows authentication, so in other words, my IIS is set up for anonymous access, but in my web.config I set up Forms authentication, I want to use the authorize request. If I use the begin request or authenticate request, I will have rewritten the URL before the user has been authorized, and when I go into the authorization, it will fail. If I'm using Windows authentication, in other words, I've set up IIS to use the NTLM authentication, then I want to use the begin request or authenticate request. Since I'm just using anonymous authentication, I'll go ahead and in the init hook up a event handler for the context begin request object and create a method called onBeginRequest to handle that. So I'll create the private method. And so inside of this event handler, I want to cast my sender object as an HTTP application. And then I'm going to call, I'm going to check the URL to see that if it contains either mountainbike.aspx, roadbike.aspx, or default.aspx. So I'll start off and say if app.request.rawURL. To lower, so I'm going to convert it to a lowercase string, and if it contains the string /bikes/default.aspx, then I want to call app.context.rewritePath. And give it the string bike info at ASPX, and I'm going to use the override that has three methods. So the path info I'll just pass in as a blank string. In this case I'm going to pass in a blank query string as well. I say else if app.request instead of typing this out, I will just do an else if. If it contains the string known.bike.asp.x, then I'm going to redirect to bikeinfo.asp.x with an item ID equal 1. Or if it contains the string roadbike.aspx, then I'm going to redirect with an item ID equal of 2. So all I've done here in my code is for default.aspx, redirect back to bike info with no query string. If it's a mountain bike, redirect with an item ID of 1. And or road bike, I redirect with an item ID of 2. Now I need to go into my HTTP, into my web config, and hook up the HTTP module I just created. So I will add in HTTP modules, add, and I'm going to say name equals URL rewrite. And the type is also going to equal URL rewrite. So now I should have that all hooked up. I should be able to run my page. Now you see with my bikeinfo.aspx, when I click on my mountainbike.aspx, it redirects me to the page mountainbike.aspx, and I see the text that was there. And if I go back and click on the road bikes, you see that I'm redirected to roadbike.aspx. And even though that page doesn't exist, under the covers, it's redirecting me back to the bikeinfo.aspx with an ID of 2. And I see the information that I expected. And equally as important, if I'm an end user and I can't remember how to get back to the page that lists all of the different mountain bikes, or all the different bikes, I can just go back, lop off the end part of the URL, hit enter, and now instead of going to that default.aspx page and displaying that, I rewrite the URL and I come up with the bikes page. So now I want to show you one problem that you might run into, and that's if you have a form that posts back to itself. So I've gone into my mountain bike page, and if I click on the submit button, you notice that I come back to the same page, but my URL has changed. And now instead of saying mountainbikes.aspx, it says bikeinfo.aspx with a question mark and item ID equals 1. This isn't a real big problem, except it can be sort of disconcerting to the users, where they think, wait, I was on mountainbike.aspx and now I'm on this different page. So there's a way to fix that, and to do that we need to go back into our solution and add a new project. And so in this case I'll add in a DLL project. Class library, and I'm going to name this actionless form. The reason I'm going to do that is this code is going to take and extend the HTML form control such that it is going to remove the action property or the action tag from the web page. The default behavior for the browser will then be to repost back to the page that it came from instead of having the rewritten URL in there. So I'm going to rename my class 1. And I'm going to call it form. I need to go in and add a reference to the system.web.dll so that I can get to the and extend the HTML control. HTML form control. I'm sorry. So now I have my form 1 and I want it to inherit system.web.ui.html controls.html form. And I need to override the render attributes method. So I'm going to go in there and use the writer parameter that's passed in, which is my HTML text writer, and write out the attribute for the name and then I'm going to call the base class attributes.remove. Remove the name that was passed in there. And I'm going to do the same thing with the method attribute. And then I want to write in an attribute, or render, I'm going to render the attributes that I've set up so far in this HTML text writer. And then remove from the attributes collection on the base the action attribute. And finally, I'm going to say if I'm going to set it up so that if the base has an attribute, or in other words, if the base is not nothing, then I want to write that attribute out into the resulting form. And so I'll write out the client ID for that. I'll go ahead and compile this and make sure that I haven't made any syntax errors. And then I need to go back into my website and add a reference to that new DLL that I've created. And I'll go over to the projects just to make it easier. When I do that, it's going to create a bin folder for me and put that DLL in there. And then I need to go back into my bike info ASPX page, and I need to register the DLL. So at the top of the page, I'll add in a register tag, I'll give it a tag prefix of MNF for my new form, the namespace is going to be actionless form. And the assembly is also going to be actionless form. Now all I need to do is come down here and change my form tag to use the MNF prefix to tell it I want it to use that, the MNF, or my new form, which will remove the action attribute from the form tag. So now if I run this, I can go into the mountain bike, and you'll notice if I view source on this page that I have a form 1, but it doesn't have an action. And so now when I click on the submit button, it will submit back to mountainbike.aspx. So hopefully you've seen how easy it is to implement URL rewriting so that you can help your users to come up with friendly URLs that are easy for them to remember and easy to navigate to, as well as avoiding errors when you've rearranged your site and old bookmarks don't work anymore.